Vancouver Red Wing. Let's get to your starting lineups. What they are doing here in Red Wing. Starting lineups brought to you by T&W Towing. The next time you find yourself on the side of the road and you need a tow, you call T&W Towing of Albert Lea at 473-2999. 473-2999. T&W Towing. We meet by accident. For Albert Lea tonight, starting at a guard, a senior number one, Tanner Kahn. At another guard, a junior number four, Jack Skinnis. Another guard, a senior number 10, Drew Teeter. A senior guard number 30, Paul Wall. And a senior guard number 31, Teddy Collins Jr. So Collins, Wall, Teeter, Skinnis, and Kahn starting five for Albert Lea. When it comes to a Red Wing, their starters, a junior forward, wearing the zero, Reed Hartman. A senior guard, number 11, Mitch Seeley. A senior guard, number 20, Maurice Rosebear. A senior forward, number 22, Eli Boating. And a sophomore guard, number 23, Juju Kaler. So Kaler, Boating, Rosebear, Seeley, and Hartman, the starting five for Red Wing. Going to pause for a second. A special something's going on at half court here. I don't know if somebody in the coaching staff is leaving the team. I just heard the players say, we're going to miss you. And now they're posing with this young man, I think an assistant coach. Red Wing fans are taking a picture. Have to ask Action Jack about that during halftime. Always good to see our good friend Action Jack here in Red Wing. So here we go. Time for tip-off. Big Nine Conference boys basketball here on Kate Radio. Again, the starting five for Albert Lea. Kahn, Skinnis, Teeter, Wall, and Collins. Five-game losing streak for Albert Lea. Nine-game losing streak for Red Wing. Someone's going to get a win tonight. Last year, Albert Lea, 2-25 on the season. Red Wing was 14-13, but like we mentioned, they've lost, or they did lose six seniors to graduation. Tigers win the tap, going from left to right on your radio dial. Top of the key to Jack Skinnis, left side, now Wall on the left baseline. Paul Wall cannot handle it. It skips out of bounds and a turnover on Albert Lea. Last year, Red Wing won both these matchups, 85-35, winning one game by 50, winning the other game 73-51. But again, a new Red Wing team, a lot of different guys out there compared to last year. Lob pass inside for the wingers. Now back to the top, a zone defense by Albert Lea. Three-point attempt by Reed Hartman, no good. Offensive rebound, a scramble for it, and Collins comes up with it for Albert Lea. Tigers in the road white, blue numerals, cherry trim, the word Tigers across the front. Their skin is for three, his shot is well long. And a rebound pulled down by Red Wing. Pushing the temple, that's Seeley. Yeah, it looks like a zone defense to start for Albert Lea. Pass at the top of the key, almost turned over by Red Wing. In that right corner. Driving baseline, now kicks it to the corner, thought about a three. Kaler will pull up for three and hit. That's Juju Kaler with a three-pointer. Red Wing on top, 3-0 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Full court pressure by Red Wing, broken. Teeter trying to answer the three-pointer of his own from the left corner. Shot no good. Collins gets the rebound, puts it back up and good. So an offensive rebound, Teddy Collins Jr., and it's 3-2 Red Wing. Just underway, 90 seconds gone by. We're in the Americana Insurance press box right at half court here in Red Wing. So they got one of the wingers trapped right in front of Coach Harrison Cates, and a jump ball is going to be called. Nowhere to go for Kaler. Collins able to tie him up, jump ball. Arrow belongs to Red Wing. Red Wing in the purple jerseys, white numerals, black trim with the word wingers across the front. Again, we're just underway. Friday night, Big Nine Conference basketball action. Wingers with the basketball. In on the left block, puts it up over Wall. That shot is well short, and then Wall cannot handle the rebound. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Albert Lea. Hartman put it up, left it way short. Just not able to handle the rebound. So Red Wing will keep it. And Albert Lea, it's like a man-to-man defense. They're switching and trapping out of this defense. Now back to the top of the key. That's Hartman. Hartman drives in, swings it left side. Keeler for another three. That one is in and out. Rebound pulled down by Tanner Kahn. Harrison Kate said they were going to do some different things on defense. They've showed that so far here in the first couple minutes. Collins, pass underneath the Teeter, right block off his fingertips. Skips out of bounds and a turnover on Albert Lee. Tigers are having a tough time holding on to the ball here early. 15:47 to go first half. 3-2 Red Wing on top. Bringing across the timeline, that's Seeley. Seeley, right side to Rosebear. Back to the top to Boating. Boating's pass inside is picked up. Picked up by Jack Skinness. Here comes the Tigers. Skinness to Kahn. Kahn plus of a tough shot from about 8 feet away. Long from the right side. And now Kahn trying to knock it away and get a steal in the backcourt. Not able to. It got knocked away for a second. Rosebear still with it. Rosebear right wing driving in. Runs into Collins. Left it short. Now Collins, a long pass out to Teeter. Tips it to Wall. Wall comes in. His layup is no good. And Hartman picks up the loose basketball. Hartman coming the other way. 3-2 wingers, 15:05 to go here in the first half. It's knocked away, ends up on the wing to Boating. Boating right side to Seeley. Seeley's double teamed, and the Tigers looking to trap all over, especially on the wings. And a foul's going to be called on Albert Lee. And it's going to be on Tanner Kahn. It'll be his first. Team foul number one. Kelvin Nelson, Tyler Rogers. And also Christian Kaler, Christian Kaler, into the game for Red Wing. So three guys in, three guys out for the wingers. Right wing looking to go. Double team comes. Baseline. They'll swing it to the corner to Rogers. Out to the wing to Kaler. That's Christian Kaler just off the bench. His three-pointer no good. Rebound by Red Wing. In the right corner. Back to the top of the key to Nelson. It's a 3-2 game. Both teams struggling to score here in the early goings. Driving in, right elbow, picks up his dribble. There is Hartman looking for some help back in the corner. That's Kaler. Now to the top of the key, back to Kaler. Kaler thought about a three. He's going to pull up 15-foot baseline. Jumper right side is good by Christian Kaler. And Red Wings up 5-2 off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 14:15 to go here in the first half. Collins, cross court. Now in the corner to Kahn. Kahn driving baseline, threw it off a defender, turned it over, and then a reach-in foul is going to be called on Tanner Kahn, and that's going to be his second team foul number two. And Harrison Kate's going to have to go to his bench. So Tanner Kahn will sit down, and his brother Carter Kahn will come in the game. So Carter comes in, Tanner sits down with his second personal. Tigers still stuck on 2 points, 4 minutes gone by. 5-2 Red Wing. Nelson top of the key, unloads for three. That's way off to the right, but another offensive rebound by Red Wing. Now Teeter on the ground, and we're going to have a foul, I think, on Red Wing trying to tie up Teeter. The jump ball was not called. It's going to be on Tyler Rogers. That'll be his first team foul number one. We can grab some stats when it comes to what these two teams are averaging per game. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment. Teeter with the basketball, cross court to Kahn, wide open three, in and out, rebound pulled down by Red Wing. A good look there by Carter Kahn, just could not get it to go, and we stay at 5-2. 13:36 to go first half, a three on the other end, that is long, no good by Seeley. Rebound pulled down by Wall. Wall across the timeline, Wall right to the paint, kicks at Collins for three, left side, that shot is long, hits the top of the backboard, no whistle. Teeter fighting for it, still fighting for it, it goes out of bounds, and there's going to be a foul on Teeter. One official was not going to call the foul, the other said that's a push on Teeter, fighting for the basketball. And that'll be team foul number three on Albert Lee. Substitution for Red Wing, Eli Boating back in the game. Kahn, Teeter, Collins, Skinness, and Wall out there for Albert Lee. Again, Tigers stuck on 2 points with almost 5 minutes gone by here in this first half. Top of the key, that's Boating. Swings it left side, back to the top. Thought about a three was Hartman. Hartman at the right elbow looking to drive. He splits the defenders, kicks in the corner, back to the wing for a three. That three-pointer off to the right by Seeley. And on the rebound, Teeter's going to get fouled. The offensive rebound, Tyler Rogers came down with it, but he's called for his second foul. And Rogers will have to sit down. Rosebear will check back in. And Juju Kaler back in the game for Red Wing as well. And Tigers in the road whites tonight. Red Wing in the home purple. Albert Lee coming into the game averaging 58.7 points per game. Defense has been the struggle. 74.8 points per game they've been giving up. Red Wing averaging 48 points per game, giving up 62. At 74.8 points per game, that's the highest in Section 1-3A. Right now, Albert Lee sitting in the number six spot in Section 1-3A, according to the QRF rankings. And trying to trap, and that works out for Red Wing. Collins brought it across the timeline, got trapped on that left wing. His cross-court pass sails over Skinnis's head. Another turnover on Albert Lee. 12:43 to go first half, 5-2 wingers. Both teams having a tough time scoring early. Top of the key to Boating. Boating drives in, kicks it out to the wing. There's a three-point attempt, shot put up, no good by Juju Kaler. Offensive rebound by the wingers. 15-footer, right elbow. That shot no good by Hartman. Another rebound and a foul going to be called on. No, it's going to be a jump ball. This time the jump ball belongs to Albert Lee. Tigers have to do a better job on the defensive boards. 12:24, now they turn it over on the full court pressure. Redmond with the basketball. Collins tried to inbounce to Skinnis and threw it right to one of the wingers. Kaler pulls up, 15-foot left elbow by Christian Kaler. Shot is good, and Harrison Cates, he wants a timeout. 7-2, Red Wing on top, a slow start for the Albert Lee Tiger boys tonight. Timeouts brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, attorney at law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, or call 373-4680. That's 373-4680. If you have a baseball player in grades 8 through 12, we do want to mention that coming up this weekend, they're starting open gym for baseball. Albert Lee baseball players, 8th to 12th grade, are welcome at the Albert Lee High School gym, 1 until 3. It starts this Sunday and goes every Sunday until March 12th. Monday, March 13th is the first day of practice for baseball. Again, we talked with Jay Anderson earlier today. If you missed that interview with Jay Anderson, head coach, the Albert Lee baseball team, you can find it online at myalbertlee.com. Judd Moeller in for the first time. He's out there with Collins, Skinnis, Kahn, and Wall. Zone defense, a 2-3 zone by Red Wing. Underneath to Wall. Wall reverse layup is no good. Collins gets the rebound, gets it knocked away. Wall has it. Wall puts it up in the paint, off the glass and good. Tigers again stuck on 2 points for a while. Finally, get a bucket. Crashing the offensive glass. 7-4 Red Wing. 11:36 to go first half. Driving in left baseline, layup too strong by Hartman. Rebound by Albert Lee. Long pass ahead to Kahn, back to Skinnis. That's Jack Skinnis. Now to Collins for three, top of the key, trying to tie it, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Redway. Boating picks it up, gets it to Rosebear. Rosebear in the top of the key. Albert Lee in a man-to-man defense. Right side, quick three by Kaler. Christian Kaler, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Wall. Long pass ahead to Collins. Now back to Wall, top of the key. Wall goes in the paint. Quadruple team, kicks out the Skinnis. Now back to Wall all by himself, and an easy layup for Paul Wall. Good luck there by Jack Skinnis. He was all by himself after having four guys covered him. They all turned their back and Wall was wide open. Lead down to one, 4-0 run by Albert Lee. And now Collins will be called for a foul trying to trap Kaler on the wing. That'll be Collins' first team foul, number 4 in Albert Lee. Teeter will come back in. Collins will sit down. Wall with 4. Collins with 2. Christian Kaler with 4. Juju Kaler with 3. The scoring for Red Wing. 7-6. Tigers down by a point. Again, a 4-0 run by Albert Lee. And now Moeller's going to be called for a body. He was trying to draw the charge, but he was moving there on the right wing. Juju Kaler trying to drive, and Judd Moeller will pick up his first. Team foul number 4. We also talked with Tyler Vogt, first-year head coach, the Albert Lee wrestling team today. Some good wrestling going on tomorrow, starting at 11 at the high school in Albert Lee. So Wall knocks it away right wing. We're going to say Wall touched it last, trying for the steal against Kaler. Simley, ranked number 1. Eden Prairie, ranked number 4. Both schools in town tomorrow, 11 o'clock start at the high school. It's family day, so bring the family out and watch some great wrestling starting at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. 7-6, Red Wing up by a point. That's got to be a travel, yep. Hop step into the paint. And when he stopped, he shuffled his feet. That's Seeley. Seeley travels, turnover on Red Wing. Tigers with a chance for the lead. Full court pressure. Skinnis in the backcourt, back to Wall. Cross the Skinnis, across the timeline, almost threw it away. Tried to swing it right side to Carter Kahn, who was knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Red Wing. Tomorrow night on Kate Radio, we do have Minnesota Wild Hockey. The Wild are in Florida. 4:45, your pregame faceoff at 5. The Panthers and the Wild tomorrow on Kate. Kahn in the corner. Now back to Skinnis on the wing. Red Wing in that 2-3 defense. Coming out high on top. Teeter in the corner. Teeter's got a little, looks like a tissue in one of his nostrils, maybe dealing with a bloody nose. Kahn looking to drive baseline, and he's almost pushed out of bounds. No foul. He tried to get it to Wall, and he turns it over. And here comes Red Wing the other way. Seeley on the right wing. Now a double team comes. Wall stole it away from a winger. 4-on-2 for Albert Lee. Wall, and he traveled. Yep, he traveled. Oh, one of the dribbles that kind of got stuck on his hip, and he's called for steps. So Collins back in. He's going to replace Moeller. Kelvin Nelson back in for Red Wing. And Logan Strom is going to check in for the first time for Albert Lee, senior forward. So Strom is out there with Teeter, Skinnis, Wall, and Collins. Albert Lee this season led by Paul Wall, 15.1 points per game. We'll talk more about stats in a second. Juju Kaler with a three-pointer right wing, his second three. Wingers up by four. They snap a 4-0 Tiger run. Tigers break the full court press. Skinnis in between the circles, right corner to Teeter. Teeter double team. Now back to Skinnis. Left side to Collins for three, trying to answer. There's the answer. Teddy Collins Jr. with a three. It's back to a one-point game, 10-9. Juju Kaler right wing. Now back to the top of the key. Hands it off to Nelson. Nelson swings it left side to Seeley. Seeley drives in the paint. Double team comes. Strom knocked it away. Got it back. Now Collins knocks it away. Scramble for the basketball. He ends up in the backcourt. It's over and back. Collins was right on Seeley, and Seeley just chasing down the basketball, trying to control it. Ends up out of bounds. Or not out of bounds, but in the backcourt. Paul Wall, 15.1 points per game, 6.3 rebounds. TJ Collins, 12.2 points per game, 5.8 rebounds. And now Teeter on the left wing. Lost control, but a turnover on Albert Lee. Jack Skinnis, 8.4 points per game. And Drew Teeter with 9.6 points per game. The leaders, scoring-wise, for Albert Lee. Again, neither team has got their offense going so far. Low-scoring game, 8:30 to go, first half, 10-9. Red Wing on top. Right side, Kaler for three. Christian Kaler, shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Collins. Wall ahead to Skinnis. Skinnis lost control of the basketball. Another turnover. Now a 2-on-0 break for Red Wing. Easy layup for Christian Kaler. Kaler's got half a dozen. 12-9, Red Wing up by three. Wall across the timeline, back to Collins. Collins looking for some help. Over to Wall. Back to Collins at the top of the key. 2-3 zone by Red Wing. Skinnis are trying to trap in the corners. Now Skinnis will dribble in. Kicks to Strom, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Skinnis. And I hope Jack is okay. Hit the floor hard, and Strom helps him up, and he's okay. So Skinnis picks up his first on the charge. Team foul number 5 on Albert Lee. Mass substitution for Red Wing. Couple of guys come in. Rose Bear and also Hartman back in. They join Christian Kaler. Seeley's out there. And also Eli Boding for the wingers, who have the basketball up by three, 12-9. Seeley left wing looking for a screen. Guarded by Strom. Back to the top to Hartman. Right corner to Rose Bear. Rose Bear guarded by Wall. Man-to-man defense by Albert Lee. Pass inside, and Teeter came over the top and tried to get the steal. He knocked it away from Hartman, but he bumped him. And Teeter picks up his second. That's team foul number 6 on Albert Lee. So Red Wing will be shooting free throws for the final 7:33 of this first half. And Teeter will sit down with two personals. And checking back in the game will be Carter Kahn. Carter Kahn, just a freshman. Well, I guess that was team foul number 7. So Reed Hartman will shoot a one-on-one. Just 2 team fouls so far on Red Wing. Hartman, a couple of dribbles. Free throw is up and spins out. Rebound by Strong. Long pass at the Kahn. Kahn in the wing. And the Kahn step out of bounds. He did step out of bounds. And again, I'm not marking down turnovers, but Albert Lee's definitely have plenty of them here in the first half. And I think Harrison Cates was asking for a foul. So one of the wingers was right on Kahn on the sideline in front of the winger's bench. And no whistle there. So a turnover on Albert Lee. Hartman right wing, back to the top to Boating. Left side to Seeley. To the top to Rosebear. Rosebear lost it. Now in between the circles, he'll set it up. Right side to Kaler. Christian Kaler. Top of the key to Hartman. Left side to Seeley. Seeley driving in. Pulls up at the free throw line. His shot in and out. Rebound pulled down by Skidness. And a foul is going to be called on Red Wing on the rebound. Good strong rebound by Jack Skidness. Hartman will pick up his first. Skidness had some kind of tape wrapped around his wrist. He's taking that off and throwing it towards the bench. Full court pressure by Red Wing. Collins Jr. in the backcourt. Over to Wall. Across the timeline to Skidness. Skidness drives in, tries to split the defenders, puts it up, and he's fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Jack Skidness. Again, a lot of basketball going on tonight. Maybe you're out and about cheering on your favorite team. Thank you so much for taking us with. Maybe you got your AirPods, your earbuds in tonight, listening to a Tiger basketball. So Skidness will shoot 2. First free throw is good. Fouls on Boating, his first. It's a 2-point deficit, 12-10. Albert Lee girls at home against Red Wing. That game probably just underway if you're looking for some basketball back in Albert Lee. Second free throw, no good. And a rebound pulled down by Red Wing. 12-10, wingers up by 2. Hands it off on the left side. Now looking to drive. Now back to the top of the key. Look for 3. Shot is up, and that is good. Hartman for 3. Third 3 of the game for Red Wing. Wingers with their biggest lead. They're up by 5. 15-10 Red Wing. Third 3 hit by Red Wing here in the first half. Now Strom, he got bumped. Yep. On the right wing, Eli Boating was right over him. And Boating did bump him to pick up his second. Jonesy's got the Sony Walkman on. Girls are up 10-9 with 9:27 to go in the first half. I have not seen a Sony Walkman in forever. But Jonesy's got that on tonight. Jonesy looking for a JV score. Red Wing won 55-44 in JV competition. 55-44, wingers by 11. Collins in the corner. He's double teamed there, looking to go baseline. Tried to swing it left side to Kahn. Kahn at the free throw line, almost pulled up. Now left side to the other Kahn. We got both out there, Tanner and Carter. Driving in is Collins. He'll drop it up underneath. Nice pass to Carter Kahn. It just rolls off on the left block. And now looking for a jump ball. No jump ball is called, and Nelson able to get it out of there. Had a couple of guys hanging on him, and Red Wing has the basketball. Now an offensive foul is going to be called, I believe, on the pick. Setting a pick was Kelvin Nelson. That'll be his first. Team foul number 5 on Red Wing. Score updates brought to you by High Yield of Alden. For fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery, you'll find the best service from High Yield of Alden. 3-pointer the other end, no good by Tanner Kahn. Rebound by Red Wing. Racing ahead there was Kaler, but knocked away from behind by Skidness out of bounds. Red Wing will keep it. High Yield of Alden, their phone number 874-3750. 874-3750 for High Yield of Alden. Top of the key, Kaler. Over to the other Kaler, Christian Kaler. Right side to Seeley, and that's got to be an offensive foul. Yep, Hartman on the right block. Lowered his shoulder, went right in the Skidness. Jack took it. Hartman picks up his second, and Skidness pops up, clapping his hands. Anytime someone takes a charge, I applaud that. Because it's not fun to take a charge. You get knocked down, Sometimes it can hurt, but that time Skin has taken the charge. So Thomas Lampkin, a junior forward, checks in. Three-pointer on the other end is long. That three by Carter Kahn, rebound pulled down by Red Wing. 15-10, Wingers up by five. Pass back to the top of the key to Nelson. Nelson drops it off left wing to Seeley. Seeley at the free throw line, double team back to the top of the key to Lampkin. Lampkin drops it off right wing, three-point attempt is good by Juju Kaler. Kaler's got three threes here in the first half, and Red Wing with their biggest lead. They're up by eight, 18-10 from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Albert Lee 3-9, Red Wing 1-9. Tigers have lost five in a row, Wingers have lost nine in a row. In that right corner, Kahn driving, double team back to the top. Skin is at the free throw line, drives, and it's blocked by Lampkin. Lampkin blocks it, Red Wing comes up with it. They can push us to a double-digit lead with 4:24 to go in the first half. Double team comes deep in the right wing to Seeley. Seeley guarded by Skinnis. Seeley drives in the paint, and he traveled. And that time, and I think the head coach of Red Wing, you know, but you can do the hop step, and the official saying you can't, and head coach Oliver Simmons says you can. I thought that time he was fine on that hop step. Oliver Simmons, I found out, two-time Mr. Basketball in the state of Tennessee when he was younger. Talk more about him in a second. Skinness drops off to Collins, right block off the glass, shakes in, and good. Skinness gets the assist. Collins with the bucket, he's got seven. Lead down to six, 18-12, 3:53 to go. Three-pointer left side is in and out. Rebound by Skinness. Christian Kaler unloaded for a three. Speaking of threes, Teeter in the corner for three. That's no good. And a rebound pulled down by Juju Kaler. Now Kaler's double teamed, and a timeout's going to be called by Red Wing. It's a short timeout. Let's take a real quick timeout here on Kate.
This is Josh Fossum from Bayview Funeral Home. When you endure a loss, it's comforting to know you have the personal attention of local ownership assisting you with your funeral needs. Bayview Reborn Funeral Home offers continuous service to the Albert Lea area, and we are proud to serve you with comfort, caring, and dependability. That's what you will experience with Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home. Call 373-4330.
Timeouts on Cape Radio brought to you by our good friend Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo, Attorney at Law at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea, or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. And Oliver Simmons, head coach of Red Wing, his third year. He played 1 year at Kentucky, 3 years at Florida State. So he's got some basketball experience. His team is up by half a dozen. 3:27 to go in the first half. They got the basketball. Kaler in the corner. Kaler runs into Collins, no call. Back to the top to Lampkin. Over to the right wing to Seeley. Seeley drives in the paint, little floater. Blocked by Wall. Swatted away. Picked up by Tanner Kahn. Kahn on the wing. Kahn still with a screen from Teeter. Pulls up 15-foot. Jumper left elbow, no good. Collins gets the rebound out to Wall. Wall drives in, puts it up. It's stolen away, knocked away by Christian Kaler, and now he travels. And Albert Lea will keep the basketball. What a block by Wall on one side, and quick hands by Christian Kaler getting the steal. But then he turns it over. So Teeter will inbounds. Tigers down by six. The Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 3 minutes to go in this first half. Top of the key, Skinness. Skinness at the free throw line. Right side to Collins for three, and he hits it. Teddy Collins having a big first half. He's got two threes. He's got 10 points. And the Red Wing Wingers lead is down to three. 5-0 run by Albert Lea. Left wing, Christian Kaler, and he's bumped by Collins. And yeah, Collins might have got away with a bump the last time. This time he does not get away with it. And Collins will pick up his second. Tanner Kahn with two. Drew Teeter with two. Now Teddy Collins with two. That's team foul number eight on Albert Lea. So a one-on-one coming up for Christian Kaler. And it's interesting, Red Wings got nobody trying to rebound on a one-on-one. Very interesting. Nobody's there to rebound. And his shot is good. Unless they have that much confidence in Christian Kaler. But I've never seen a team, especially this early in the game, as Mulder will check back in, replacing Tanner Kahn. Red Wing, all their guys are in the backcourt, waiting to play defense. And Christian Kaler, the only winger. Never seen this. Second free throw is good. Maybe he's just that good a free throw shooter. They don't need anybody. He's got 8 points. 20-15, 5-point lead for the wingers. 2.5 minutes to go, first half. Left corner to Mulder. Mulder's double team, looking for some help. Over to Collins in the block. Collins drives in, his pass to Wall, can't handle it. Here comes Red Wing the other way. Layup is good, and a foul is going to be called on Skinness. Racing ahead was Christian Kaler. He's got 10 points and a chance to complete the three-point play, and Jack Skinness will pick up his second. So a quick 4-0 run by Red Wing to answer the 5-0 run by Albert Lee. And once again, Kaler shooting free throws, and nobody up there to rebound for Red Wing. Free throw is good. He's got 11 points. Back to the biggest lead of the game for Red Wing. 23-15 wingers. 2:13 to go here in the first half. Across the timeline, Skinness. Now back to Collins. Back to Skinness playing catch on top of the perimeter. Now swung right side to Teeter for a quick three in the corner. His three is good. Drew Teeter with his first bucket. It's 23-18. Good ball movement around the arc by Albert Lee, and Teeter knocks down the third three for Albert Lee here in the first half. A long three on the other end, shot no good, and Mulder had the rebound and was taken away. Long three by Juju Kaler, about 6 feet beyond the three-point line. Mulder had the rebound, but Christian Kaler, you can't bring the ball down. This young man's going to swipe it away. A little runner in the paint, left way short, and a foul on the rebound's going to be on Red Wing as Skinness was knocked to the ground. Foul be called on Kelvin Nelson. It'll be his second. So Skinness will shoot a one-on-one on the other end with a minute 28 to go in the first half. 5-point lead right now for Red Wing. Americana Insurance in Albert Lee and Wells. That's our press box. Protection you can rely on. Nationwide is on your side. They're the A-team. AmericanaInsurance.com. One-on-one, free throw is no good. Collins gets the rebound, kicks it out to Skinness. Back to Collins' right wing. So Tigers get a big offensive rebound. Teeter in the paint, trying to kick it out to Wally, threw it away. Here comes Red Wing in transition. Easy layup for Mitchell Seeley. Seeley's got his first bucket. The lead is 7. 25-18, minute 10 to go, first half. Top of the key, Wall, wide open for three. His shot is short. Mulder tried to tap it back to him, but tapped it to Kaler. Kaler, and a two-on-one, and Wall with a big block. Going up for the layup, it was blocked, and Mulder able to chase down the loose ball. Now Teeter on the other end, little hop step in the paint. He missed it, but Collins will pick up the rebound. He'll score it, and it leads down to 5-25-20. Wall with his second big block of the game. 42 seconds to go here in the first half. 25-20. Wingers up by 5. 36 seconds to go. Right side to Christian Kaler, looking for a screen, guarded by Mulder. Back to the top to Lampkin. And I think Red Wing is going to set up for the final shot of the half. 35-second shot clock comes into effect starting next year. Top of the key, Seeley. Seeley on the right wing, looking for a screen. Seeley back to the top to Lampkin. Lampkin back to Seeley. Seeley looking for a screen. He does. Now Seeley will pick up or pull up for a three with 9 seconds to go. Lampkin comes running in. His rebound's left short. Tigers with the basketball. 4 seconds. Collins across the timeline with three. With two, he's going to hoist up a three off the glass and good. Teddy Collins Jr. with a three. The bank is open late. And with that three-pointer by Collins, it is a two-point deficit for Albert Lee at halftime. Much needed three-pointer set up, had a guy in his face, and Collins hits the three-pointer off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. 18 minutes in the books here from Red Wing. Don't go anywhere. It's a good one so far. Red Wing 25, Albert Lee 23. We'll recap the first half coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Tiger boys basketball on Kane.
This is Tom Sorensen. The A-Team is inviting local farmers to our 23rd Annual Ag Summit on Tuesday, February 7th at Wedgwood Cove in Albert Lee from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 with lunch provided afterwards. This is one of the top-attended farm seminars in the area. We will have presentations on farm statistics, crop insurance, farm insurance, and FSA program update. You will have to RSVP by calling America Insurance Office at 377-2000 or go to our website at AmericaInsurance.com.
It's tax season, and H&R Block is here to make it a season worth celebrating. Whether you choose to file in person, virtually, or via drop-off, you'll get upfront, transparent pricing and expert help from tax pros that average a decade of experience. Plus, H&R Block's max refund guarantee means you'll ring in the season by getting every dollar you deserve. File your way with H&R Block, and tax season will feel just as good as all your favorite seasons. All tax situations are different. Not everyone gets a refund. Limitations apply. See hrblock.com/guarantees.
It could be as simple, or maybe something a little more complex. Or maybe your... it just doesn't work. No matter day or night, 7 days a week, Master Plumbing in Albert Lea offers you the best rates in town. You get experience, you save money, and with their fast and friendly service, you won't have to worry about that much longer. Call Master Plumbing in Albert Lea, 373-7454. Licensed and insured, Master Plumbing of Albert Lea. MasterPlumbingAL.com.
If you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, make sure you get the best deal on your financing, too. Get your loan from your local credit union, United Employees Credit Union in Albert Lea. They always have the most competitive rates and offer fast and friendly service when applying for a loan. You'll get special financing for 60 months with 5.29 APR with a minimum loan advance of $7,500. Start shopping for that new snowmobile, ATV, or upgrade to a vehicle with four-wheel drive. Call United Employees Credit Union today and ask for their winter loan special, 377-1616. Member NCUA.
Healthy employees are happy employees. If you are a business owner or manager with five or more employees, the Albert Lea Family YMCA offers annual corporate rates. I invite you to check this great program out on ymcaal.org. Many insurance companies offer incentive programs that can benefit your employees. The Albert Lea Family YMCA can help you. The Y, for youth development, for healthy living, for social responsibility.
We're at halftime here in Red Wing. It's a good one. Tigers down by two, 25-23. Teddy Collins Jr. with a three-pointer at the buzzer to close out the first half to cut the lead down to two. Tigers have trailed by as many as 10 in this one at 18-10, but a nice run to end the first half, and it's just a two-point deficit. Teddy Collins Jr. leading the way for Albert Lea tonight. He's got 3 three-pointers, 15 points to lead all scorers. Paul Wall with 4, Drew Teeter with 3, Jack Skinness with 1, the scoring for Albert Lea. Tigers only get to the free throw line 3 times in the first half. All three times, by Jack Skinness. He went 1 for 3. For Red Wing, Christian Kaler with 11 points, 4 field goals, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. Juju Kaler's got 9 points, 3 three-pointers, 3 points for Reed Hartman, and 2 points for Mitchell Seeley, the scoring for Red Wing. Free throws in the first half to wingers, 3 of 4 from the charity stripe. Well, here at halftime, we have kids shooting for money. I think you make a layup, you get $5. Someone shooting a free throw, there might be $300 or $400 on the line if you hit the half quarter, if I heard them correctly, by one of the local banks here in Red Wing, sponsoring this event. So for $10, she hit the free throw. Now a three-pointer. Not sure what the value on the three-pointer is. Again, it's a 25-23 game at halftime. Want to thank some of our sponsors, Sephoric & Associates, Overhead Door Company, Jake's Pizza, Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home, Arcadian Bank. Well, she hit the three-pointer for $25. She get one shot at the half court for $400, and it comes up way short. Albert Lea Family YMCA, Broadway Home Design, Smart Transit, Americana Insurance, Hanson Tire Service, etc. Credit Union, some of our great sponsors that make Tiger Athletics possible. H&R Block, they can handle all your tax needs. Whatever the situation, rely on the pros. Call to schedule your appointment today at H&R Block of Albert Lee. That's H&R Block of Albert Lee. We did have your keys to the game earlier today in our interview with Harrison Cates. Keys to the game brought to you by Etcetera Credit Union of Albert Lee. People helping people, member NCUA, serving your financial needs locally since 1930. Coming up this Saturday, that's tomorrow again, Minnesota Wild Hockey coming your way. The Wild taking on the Florida Panthers. 4:45, your pregame. We'll have your faceoff tomorrow at 5. On Sunday, Golden Gophers in Ann Arbor taking on Michigan. They had a rough, rough time against Purdue last night. I think they had like 12 points at halftime. They'll try to bounce back against the Wolverines. 11:30, your pregame, and tip off at noon on Sunday. Then on Monday, we're going to be in Montgomery, in my hometown, as New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva, and girls basketball. The Panthers having a great season. They're going to take on TCU. 7 o'clock, your pregame, and your tip-off at 7:15. Tuesday, we'll be in Mankato. Alden Conger boys basketball taking on Loyola. I think the Crusaders are ranked number 18 right now in state. Alden Conger looking for an upset coming up on Tuesday. Sports, sports, and more sports. High school sports, Gophers, Wild, Timberwolves, and of course the Minnesota Twins. If you did not hear today, Luis Arraez, American League batting champ, has been traded to the Miami Marlins for right-handed pitcher Pablo Lopez and a couple of prospects. I was talking to Action Jack, the voice of Winger Sports. He said the last guy to be traded after winning a batting title, Rod Carew. And it might have been the Twins trading Rod Carew to the Angels or vice versa. But how about that? The last batting champ to be traded was Rod Carew. Today it was Luis Arraez going to Miami. Both teams are back on the court. We got a couple minutes left until we start the second half. Again, these two teams looking to get in the win column. We look at the section. QRF rankings is a ranking system provided by MinnesotaScores.net. And right now in Section 1-3A, Austin is on top of the section, 8-4 record. Stuartville is at number 2, 2-0. Winona, 2-1. Well, that's section records. Let me try that again. Austin in first at 8-4. Stuartville second at 10-3. Winona third at 5-4. Byron in the fifth spot at 7-8. Canson Manorville in sixth at 6-6. Red Wing, Albert Lee, I take that back. They're in the number six spot at 3-9. Red Wing seven at 1-9. Faribault in eighth place at 1-12. Austin one, then Stuartville, Winona, and Byron, your top four. Canson Manorville at 5. Albert Lee, Red Wing, and Faribault. A lot of season left to play, but if the season did end today, Albert Lee would be going to Winona for their first round matchup, and Red Wing would be headed to Stuartville. But again, plenty of basketball left in this season. We'll take our final halftime timeout. 25-23, Wingers by two. We're back with second half action in just a moment on Kate.
What comes to mind when you hear Hanson Tire Service of Albert Lee? The best rebates, the best tires, the best service around? If you're in need of service, call today for a quote or to schedule an appointment. And consider having your tires inflated with nitrogen instead of air. For just $5 per tire, receive the benefits of nitrogen-filled tires. You'll receive increased fuel economy, longer tire life, improved ride and handling, and reduced oxidation in wheels. If you're looking for ways to keep your tires lasting longer, ask about nitrogen at Hanson Tire Service in Albert Lee. Call 373-0636.
When was the last time that you sampled one of Albert Lee's greatest traditions? Jake's Pizza in downtown Albert Lee makes the best pizza in our area. They're open daily for dine-in, take-out, or delivery.
Gonna take you home early and I'll tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna call Jake's Pizza and order one for me and you. Tell them what you like, they'll make it any way you want them to. Just call 373-7350.
And back here in Red Wing, second half action is underway on AM 1450 KATE. Wingers with the basketball going from left to right on your radio dial. Tigers in that man-to-man defense, two-point lead right now for Red Wing. Three-point attempt is no good by Hartman. Rebound pulled down by Albert Lee. At halftime, back in Albert Lee, the Albert Lee girls, they are up 24-20 against a Red Wing team that I think is third in the Big Nine Conference. Very good wingers team. Albert Lee girls playing good tonight. Teeter for the lead with the three. In the corner, Drew Teeter with his second three, and Albert Lee's got a lead here in the second half. Tigers trail by as many as eight in the first half. They're up by a point. Teeter for three. Five three-pointers right now for Albert Lee. Hartman top of the key. Pass inside off the block and good. Or on the block and good. Eli Boding, left block, gets his first bucket. Red Wing back on top, 27-26. Wingers looking to trap in the full court pressure. Skinness across the timeline. Now Collins Jr. at the free throw line in the corner to Kahn. Back to Skinness on the wing. Back to Kahn for three right wing. That one's in and out. Rebound by Collins Jr. back up and good. Teddy's having a big night. 17 points for Collins. Albert Lee up by a point, 28-27. Across the timeline at Seeley. Right side to Rosebear. Rosebear at the free throw line. Kicks in the corner to Seeley. Back to the wing for three. That three is short. Rebound pulled down by Red Wing. That's knocked away by Collins. And Teeter comes up with it. Three-pointer was no good by Kaler. Boding had the rebound but had it knocked away. Teeter dribbles to his left. Three-pointer hits again. Drew Teeter with two big threes here early in the second half. And the Tigers, their biggest lead. They're up by four, 31-27. Teeter had a defender on him, took one dribble to his left and knocked down the three, and now a turnover. Thrown away. Here comes Albert Lee. Kahn in transition off the glass. No good. Collins Jr. had the rebound, could not corral it. Loose ball picked up by Red Wing. Wingers looking to run. In the paint, pulled up. It's knocked away by Wall. Scramble on the floor, picked up there by Boding. Right side to Seeley. Back to the top of the key. Well, a great start here by Albert Lee. 2.5 minutes into the second half, and now a blocking foul is going to be called on Albert Lee. One of the wingers driving left baseline. So the foul is going to be on Teeter. That's going to be his third. Tanner Kahn's got two. Jack Skinness got two. Teddy Collins with two, and now Drew Teeter with three. Inbounds pass, spinning around Wall, off the glass and good. Good head fake there by Hartman. Wall went by him. 5 points for Hartman. Tiger lead down to two. Tigers had a tough time scoring in that first half. Out of the gates, and they already have 8 points in the first 2.5-plus minutes, and now a turnover. Tried to force it inside. They turn it over. Here comes Red Wing. Rose Bear at the top of the key. Hands it off there to Boding. Boding swings it left side to Juju Kaler. Kaler, he's bumped on his drive left baseline, and that's going to be on Tanner Kahn. That's going to be his third personal. So he picks up his third. Can we mention the Albert Lee girls team up by four at halftime? Score updates brought to you by the Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses. Red Wing inbounds. Hartman drives in on the right block. He's getting swatted at, puts it up, must have been clean, and now a foul's going to be called and count the basket. Collins swatted at the first one. He left it short. No foul was called. Hartman goes up a second time, gets the bucket and the foul. And Collins Jr. just picked up his third personal. Troy Thompson Agency, 373-2852. And once again, Red Wing not trying to get the offensive rebound on the free throws. Free throw is good. Hartman's got eight. Red Wing with that three-point play. They're back up by one, 32-31. And a travel on Collins Jr. in the backcourt. Again, Tigers, they're in some foul trouble. Tanner Kahn's got three. Drew Teeter with three. Teddy Collins with three. Kind of an unforced error on Albert Lee. Rose Barrow toss it in the Seeley. 32-31. Wingers on top. Jonesy will like this. Spencer Jones getting set to check in for Albert Lee. At the free throw line, kicks it right side to Boding. Boding for three, it's good. Eli Boding, he's got 5 points. And Red Wing, after trailing by four, they're on an 8-0 run. Are the Wingers, they're up by four, 35-31. 14-22 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, and now Hartman being too aggressive on the wing. Bumps in the con. That'll be his third foul on Hartman. So Spencer Jones, junior guard, checks in. He's going to replace Kahn, who will sit down with three. And Kelvin Nelson will come in. Reed Hartman will sit down with his three personals. So Skinness, Jones, Collins, Wall, and Teeter out there for Albert Lee. Skinness, top of the key, 2-3 zone by Red Wing. Skinness back with it. At the free throw line, drops out to Jones in the paint. Jones kicks it out to Teeter in the corner for a look at a three. That is short. Collins gets the rebound, puts it back up and good off the glass. Teddy Collins did a nice job with the offensive glass. He's got 19 points. Lead down to two, 35-33 wingers. In that right corner, Juju Kaler drops it on the block. Back to Kaler. A long three, 5 feet behind the three-point line, and he hits it. And Kaler sits someone to his bench. That's his fourth three of the game. He's got 12 points, and now a double dribble on Collins. Another unforced error on Albert Lee. A turnover back to Red Wing. It's a five-point lead for the Wingers, 38-33. Juju Kaler, you got to find him. Again, a good 5 feet beyond the three-point line, and he knocked it down. He's there right there in that same spot. Won't shoot it this time. Top of the key, Boating. Boating in the wing to Seeley. Seeley drives in the paint. Seeley got it knocked away, stolen by Collins. Collins will bring it across the timeline. Collins, right side to Skinness, taps at the wall for three on the right wing. His shot is long. Rebound by Jones, put back up and good. Spencer Jones with the offensive rebound and the bucket. They cut the lead down to three, 38-35. 13-10 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Albert Lee trying to break a five-game losing streak. Red Wing trying to break a nine-game losing streak. Left wing, that's Kaler. Inside all by himself. Wall gets the block. That's got to be goaltending. It's going to be goaltending on Wall. It was put up by Kelvin Nelson. Harrison Kate's not happy with the call. I thought it was goaltending too. Some of the Tiger fans not happy with that call, but I thought Wall. And now he's coming over to talk to one of the officials. Harrison Kate's talking with Mike Herman. Montgomery Lonsdale graduate. We see Mike refereeing a lot of games in Albert Lee. It's a five-point game, and now Teeter's call for a travel in the right corner. Turnover on Albert Lee. Substitution, Christian Kaler with 11 points will check in. Roseberry will sit down. Teddy Collins, the story, 19 points for him. Drew Teeter with 3 three-pointers. He's got 9 points. Tigers led by four. Right now it's a 13-4 run by Red Wing. They're up by four. Right side the Kaler, back to the top of the key. Tigers that man-to-man. Nice drive. They dropped it off and turned it over. Bounce pass to Nelson. Could not handle the pass. Wall top of the key. Right side to Skinness. Skinness driving baseline. Double team comes, and he turns it over. Tried to go cross court to Jones, and Jones will be called for the reach-in. That'll be Jones's first. Team foul number four on Albert Lee. Substitution. Tanner Kahn will check back in. Teeter will sit down. So Kahn, Jones, Skinness, Wall, and Collins out there for Albert Lee. 40-35. Tigers trailing by five in a good one. Again, two teams trying to pick up a win and break some long losing streaks. Red Wing looking for their first conference win of the year. Top of the key, wide open for three is Boating. His shot is no good. Rebound! And a foul is going to be called on Albert Lee. Rebound by Christian Kaler. He was bumped by Jack Skinness. Substitution, Carter Kahn will check back in for Albert Lee. Skinness will sit down. Tanner Kahn, Jack Skinness, Teddy Collins, and Drew Teeter, according to my scorecard, all have three. Well, I take that back. Jack Skinness has four. So Jack Skinness will sit down with 11:55 to go. He's got four personals. Tigers down by five. Top of the key, Boating. Boating looking to drive in all the way to the bucket off the glass. Left it short. Wall gets the rebound. Collins Jr. will bring it across the timeline. Down by five. Wall at the free throw line. Underneath, nice pass to Kahn. Puts it up and good. Wall gets the assist. Kahn gets his first bucket. Lead is down to three, 40-37. Bring it across the timeline. Left wing, Kaler. Kaler gets it knocked away by Kahn near the timeline. Kaler will chase it down. It'll reset the offense for the wingers. Kaler looking to drive baseline. Double team comes, pulls up. Floater from 8 feet, no good. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Collins will bring it across the timeline. Tigers down by three. A chance to tie things up. Kahn for three in the corner. He hits. Carter Kahn, the freshman, has tied things up at 40 apiece. He's got a quick five-point spurt. And we're tied at 40 from the cage in Red Wing. Now a scramble on the ground and a jump ball is going to be called. And the arrow belongs to Albert Lee. Good hustle. Get on the ground by the Tigers. And a timeout's going to be called by Harrison Cates. We'll take a timeout as well. Don't go anywhere. From the Americana Insurance Press Box, it's a good one in Red Wing. Tigers, wingers, tied at 40. We're back in a moment on Kate.
This is Tom Sorensen. The A-Team is inviting local farmers to our 23rd Annual Ag Summit on Tuesday, February 7th at Wedgewood Cove in Albert Lee from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 with lunch provided afterwards. This is one of the top-attended farm seminars in the area. We will have presentations on farm statistics, crop insurance, farm insurance, and FSA program update. You will have to RSVP by calling America Insurance Office at 377-2000 or go to our website at AmericaInsurance.com.
Friday night, watching basketball. It's the best place to be. 40-40 our score. 10:48 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Timeouts brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. We should mention the Albert Lee hockey teams are both in action tomorrow. The boys, I think, 15th ranked. The girls ranked 16th. The boys will be at the Rochester Rec Center tomorrow night taking on John Marshall. The girls tomorrow night will host Rochester Century John Marshall. And again, the wrestling team hosting Simley and also Eden Prairie starting at 11 tomorrow at the high school. Tigers with the basketball. After the timeout, Collins Jr. spins in the paint, puts it up, shot no good, but Teddy was fouled. And a couple of free throws coming up for Teddy Collins. If you missed it earlier today, we did announce our latest Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Can grab some stats from the USC boys basketball team. First free throw by Collins is good. He's got 20. 24 TJ, and the Tigers are up by one, 41-40. Second free throw by Collins. That one's also good. Rattles in. He's got 21 points. Tigers up by two. Zale Bushlack for USC, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. He had 32 points in a victory against New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva earlier this week. Back to action here. Layup put up. It's blocked by Jones. On the left block, that was Kelvin Nelson. He got his shot blocked, and Albert Lee comes down with it up by two. 42-40. Three-pointer by Kahn. Same spot as before. This time it's short. And a rebound pulled down by Christian Kaler. Now Jones knocks it away, and I think Jones was fouled by Kaler. So Jones gets the steal. Kahn gives him a little shove like, nice job there, Spencer. And a foul's called on Red Wing. That's going to be on Kaler. That'll be his first. So Spencer Jones putting in some good minutes off the bench with the Tigers in some foul trouble. And Jack Skidness on the bench with four personal. 42-40. Tigers up by two. Collins in the corner. Back to the top to Kahn. Right side the other Kahn. That's Tanner with it. Cross court to Collins. Open look for a baseline three. And he hits it. TJ Collins. 24 points for him. He's got 4 3-pointers. Tigers up by five. 45-40. Top of the key, Seeley, pass inside, triple team comes, trying to split the three defenders, and a foul is going to be called. Somebody grabbed Boulding underneath. And a foul is going to be on Collins. Zach Collins is third or fourth. It's his third foul. So I must have marked down a foul earlier for Collins. That was on Skinness. Now a layup is no good by Rosebear, but he was fouled. And he'll shoot a couple. Again, our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, Zale Bushlack of USC, leads the team in scoring, rebounds, and blocks this season. 18.9 points, 7.5 rebounds, and 3 blocks. Team right now is 8-5, USC is 5-2 in the Gopher Conference. Zale Bushlack, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. First free throw by Rosebear is no good, and once again, when Red Wings shooting free throws, no one's underneath to rebound. Produce State Bank, locally owned and making banking more convenient for you. With locations in Albert Lea, Hollandale, and Glenville, visit them online at producestatebank.com. Rosebear misses both of them. It stays a 5-point game, and now a steal by Red Wing in the front court. It's knocked away by Wall. Out of bounds, last touch by Wall. Voting going for the layup, and Wall knocks it away after the turnover. Substitution for Red Wing. Juju Kaler will come back in. 9:20 to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Pass in the inbounds, and a foul is going to be called before the shot. Cutting in was Boating, and Boating was held by, I think, Jones. That'll be his second. That is team foul number 8 on Albert Lea, so a one-on-one. Red Wing with just 3 team fouls. They have plenty of fouls yet to give. And Red Wing shooting the one-on-one. That is no good. Free throw is missed by Boating. 3 straight free throws missed by the Wingers. It stays a 5-point lead for Albert Lea. 45-40 inside the wall. Nice pass to Kahn in the right block. That was a pass from Tanner Kahn left corner to Wall in the paint over to Carter Kahn in the block. Carter's got 7 points. Tigers with their biggest lead of the game. They're up by 7. 47-40 Albert Lea. Little floater baseline shot. It's the side of the backboard picked up by Jones. To Collins, back to Wall. Wall left side to Kahn. Kahn driving in, kicks out to Collins. Collins the free throw line in the corner to Carter Kahn. Look for 3. That one is short. Rebound pulled down by Jones. Put back up and he's fouled. And Jones will shoot a couple. Spencer Jones with 2 points. He's going to head to the free throw line with 8:38 to go. Tigers were down 35-31. It is a 16-5 run by Albert Lea, up by 7, their biggest lead. Jones, the lefty, first free throw is good. I forget what his dad said. Tom said he won a free throw contest back in the day. Yeah, Spencer doesn't miss many from the charity stripe. Second free throw is also good. He's got 4 points. Tigers up by 9, 49-40. Off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard, 8:34 to go from the cage in Red Wing. Wingers trying to cage the Tigers. Tigers trying to break out the cage with a W. 3-pointer left side shot is no good. That was long by Hartman. Rebound. And we're going to have a jump ball. Coming down with the rebound was Christian Kaler and Tanner Kahn. And this time the arrow belongs to Albert Lea. 49-40, Albert Lea by 9. Actually, Red Wing is going to keep the basketball. Faribault Elks free throw contest at Spencer 1. Tiger girls are down in the second half, 28-26 to Red Wing. 28-26, Red Wing on top. Plenty of game to go in that one. There's a 3-pointer left corner, just comes out. That one was halfway down by Boating, but couldn't find the bottom of the net. Kahn in the left corner, Kahn in the paint, little runner puts it up, shot no good, rebound tap back to Kahn, scramble on the floor for it, and Red Wing comes up with it. Nice job there by the Wingers. That was Juju Kaler to not get tied up. If you're a Wingers fan listening at myalbertlea.com, Wingers need a bucket, down by 9, 49-40. Thought about a 3, and a travel's going to become. Boating faked the 3 and shoveled his pivot foot, and he turns it over. With 7:52 to go. 24 points for Teddy Collins Jr. to lead the way. Carter Kahn's got 7. Drew Teeter with 3 threes. He's got 9 points. Top scorer, Paul Wall, just with 4 points, and the Tigers are still up by 9. Collins for 3, left side. That one is in and out. Rebound by Jones, and Jones thought he was fouled. It went out of bounds. Last touch by Redway. And Albert Lee will throw it in. Again, Tigers doing a very good job on the offensive glass in the second half. That was something that Red Wing did a good job in the first half. Kahn's going to toss it in to Carter Kahn, right side to Collins, inside the wall, back to Collins. Collins at the right elbow, inside to Jones. Jones puts it up and scores it, and he's fouled. Beautiful pass to Jones, and Jones with the left hand off the glass and good. Jones has got 6 and a chance to complete the 3-point play. It's 51-40. The Tiger run continues, 20-5 run for Albert Lee. And Jones going to the free throw line, trying to make it a 3-point play, and that one's in and out. Rebound pulled down by Redway. 51-40, biggest lead of the game for Albert Lee on the road. It's a long bus ride home, but makes things easier when you leave with a W. Right corner, Seeley. And Seeley drives in, and a foul's going to be called in a one-on-one. Coming up for Seeley. Foul's going to be called on Wall. That'll be his first. Drew Teeter's going to check back in with 3 personals with 7:18 to go. Carter Kahn will check out. And Mitchell Seeley will shoot a one-on-one. And I'll have to ask Action Jack, the voice of Red Wing basketball, why they don't rebound on free throws. I know they're trying to set up so their defense is set and they don't get beat back to court. Or get beat back on the court, trying to play defense. Seeley hits the free throw. He's got 3 points. Make it 4. He hits both of them. 51-42. Tiger lead down the single digits. Full court pressure by Red Wing. Wall in the backcourt. Back to Collins. Now to Teeter. Teeter on the right wing bumped over to Kahn in the corner for a 3-pointer. That 3-pointer by Tanner Kahn. No good off the rebound. Jones fighting for it. His last touch by Red Wing. Again, Spencer Jones checked in a while ago, and he's earning his minutes tonight. 51-42, 9-point lead, and then Teeter's pass is tipped on the inbounds, turns it over. Red Wing down by 9, 7 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard from the Americana Insurance Press Box. Tigers have lost 5 in a row. Red Wing won their first game this season. They have not won since. They have lost 9 in a row. Long 3 by Juju Kaler. Cannot hit that one. Rebound pulled down by Teeter. Kaler with 4 threes, 12 points. Could not get that one to go. Collins on the right wing. Collins back to the top to Wall. Swung left side to Teeter. It's knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Kahn. Puts it up and it rolls off the rim. On the left baseline, shot no good by Tanner. But Tanner will shoot a couple. Foul's going to be on Boating. That's going to be his 4th. 4th on Eli Boating, who's got 5 points all here in the second half. So Tanner Kahn, senior guard for Albert Lee, will shoot 2. First free throw is good. Lead is back to 10, 52-42. Yeah, whatever Harrison Cates said at halftime. This team has played inspired basketball here in the second half. Second free throw is also good by Kahn. Collins with that 3-pointer at the buzzer. Kind of had some momentum for Albert Lee going to the locker room. Cut the lead to 2 at that time. The Tigers have really controlled the second half. They're up by 11. Driving in, hop step, puts it up, left it short. Loose ball tapped around. Collins Jr. comes down with it. Seeley about 6 feet from the bucket, left it short. Wall, left side to Jones. Back to the top to Collins. Collins at the left elbow, pulls up 15-foot jumper in and out. Rebound by Wall. Wall still with it. He's triple teamed. He lost the basketball. Kaler picks it up. Kaler on the left wing. He's going to unload for a 3-pointer. His 3 is short. Rebound pulled down by Red Wing by Seeley. Back to the top of the key. Kaler to Kaler. Now in the corner, a 3-pointer. That shot, it's the side of the backboard by Hartman. Loose basketball picked up by Albert Lee. 5:41 to go. 53-42 inside the Teeter, and Teeter gets it knocked away. Last touch by Red Wing. Teddy Collins Jr. with 24 points. Skinnis will check in with 4 fouls. A timeout's going to be called on the floor. We'll take a timeout as well. Albert Lee trying to end a 5-game losing streak, trying to win their 2nd game in the Big 9 Conference. They're up by 11 with 5:36 to go. Full timeout by Red Wing. We're back in a moment. 53-42 Tigers. You're listening to Albert Lee Boys Basketball on Kate.
Mortgage Made Easy. Hi, I'm Susie Miller, the mortgage lender at Arcadian Bank, and we want to help you with your new home purchase, construction, or refinance. Our professional team is ready to help every step along the way. Apply online or download our app for convenient and step-by-step mortgage process and status updates.
Arcadian Bank, community-owned, community-focused in Albert Lee, Freeborn, and Heartland, www.arcadian.bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Aaron Worm with you from Red Wing in the gym they nicknamed the Cage. Tigers up by 11, 53-42. Timeout brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680 for Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. Again, it was a 25-23 game at halftime. Tigers came out fast in the second half. They were up 31-27. Red Wing would answer with a 8-0 run to make it 35-31. We were tied at 40. It's been all Albert Lee ever since. In-game recap brought to you by the Pizza Ranch of Albert Lee. The buffet's got pizza, chicken, salad bar, dessert for carryout or delivery. Pizza Ranch, Northbridge Mall in Albert Lee. 11-point lead. 5:22 to go. Tigers playing catch around the arc. And now a reach-in foul is going to be called on Juju Kaler. It'll be his first. Is that team foul number 7 on Red Wing? I think it is. And Teeter will shoot a one-on-one. Albert Lee from the free throw line tonight, 7 of 11 as a team. First time Teeter goes to the charity stripe. Teeter with 3 3-pointers. He's got 9 points. Tigers up by 11. Tigers still up by 11. Free throw's no good. And we're going to have a foul on Albert Lee on the rebound. Or we have a lane violation. Not quite sure what happened there. Red Wings got the basketball. We do know that. Top of the key, Hartman in the corner. To Seeley. Seeley drives in right elbow back to the top of the key. 3 for Boating. His 3 is short. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by the winger. Seeley was battling with Jones for the rebound, and Seeley knocked it out of bounds. Red Wing with full court pressure. Again, the wingers have been held to just 17 points here in the second half. Tigers with 30. Wall across the timeline. Got it to Jones. Now back to Wall. Nice pass from the right baseline to the left. Collins Jr. puts it up. No good. He taps it up. It won't go. And a foul on the rebound is going to be called on Albert Lee. We're going to have a one-on-one coming the other way. So the foul is on Collins. And that's his 4th. So Skinness is out there with 4. Collins with 24 points. He'll sit down with 4. So it's Skinness, Teeter, Jones, Wall, and now Tanner Kahn back in the game for Albert Lee. So it's the 10th team foul, so Hartman's going to shoot 2. 4:44 to go. First free throw is good. Quick post-game show here on Kate Radio. We'll get you back into the great music so I can get back on the road and head home on this Friday night. Second free throw is no good, in and out. Jones comes down with the rebound. And now Jones is tied up, or is he fouled? He's fouled. And that's going to be team foul number 8. And Spencer Jones and the Tigers will take that walk across the court. Shoot a one-on-one. Seeley's going to pick up his 1st. Again, tomorrow, Minnesota Wild hockey on the airwaves here on Kate Radio. The Wild, they're at Florida. 4:45, your pregame. We'll have your faceoff at 5. Gopher men's basketball coming up on Sunday. Pregame 11:30, tip off at noon as they take on Michigan, as the first free throw by Jones is no good. It's short. Rebound by Red Wing. Tigers up by 10, 4:38 to go. A 3-pointer for the wingers, much needed. If you're a wingers fan, Seeley knocks down the 3. He's got 7 points. The lead is 7. Full court pressure. Wall in the backcourt with 4:25 to go. Wall to Jones, left side to Kahn, cross court pass to Teeter, and Teeter trying to save it from going out of bounds, passed it right to a winger, and now they turn it over. Pass to Seeley, could not handle it, dribbles it out of bounds. And Collins going to check in right away. He's got four personals. He'll check in for Jones. And Spencer Jones should get a nice run of applause from his bench in the crowd. Some big minutes for the junior. Full court pressure by Red Wing. Pass in the front court to Collins. Collins to Wall near the timeline. 4:07 to play. Tigers up by seven. Collins and Wall just kind of playing catch. Now they switch spots. Wall top of the key, right side to Collins on the wing. Collins will dribble into the corner to Kahn. Double team comes out of Collins on the block, and he was held. No, what happened here? A timeout is called by Albert Lee. It's going to be a full timeout. I think Collins is going to spin for a layup. It's actually a 30-second timeout. But Coach Cates took a timeout. We'll take one as well. 3:52 to go. Wingers trailing the Tigers by seven on Cate.
It's not the kind of thing we feel comfortable talking about, but it's something we all will face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home will listen to your needs, offer choices for arrangements, and then make sure all of your questions have been answered. Bayview Freeborn Funeral Home, a name you can trust. Call 373-4330.
Aaron Worm with you from Red Wing. Timeouts, of course, brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law, 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lee, 373-4680. Tigers with the basketball, up by seven, 3:51 to go. Skinness in between the circles, right side to Teeter. Teeter inside the Collins, it's picked off. Good defense, Boating stepping in front of that pass. Here comes Boating the other way, layup is good. Boating with seven, the lead is down to five, 53-48. Wall had the Teeter left wing. Back to Skinness. Skinness in between the circles. Right side to Collins Jr. And an offensive foul is going to be called on Jack Skinness. And his night is over. Skinness picks up his fifth. He ends the game with 1 point. And Jones will come back in. And also Carter Kahn will come back in as well. Red Wing on their home floor not going away. 53-48. Tiger lead again down to five. They led by as many as 11. 3:21 to go. Across the timeline, Christian Kaler, left side to Boating. Swung right side over to Seeley. Back to the top, a long three by Juju Kaler. That is short, rebound by Collins. We've seen him hit a couple from that range. He's got 4 3-pointers. That time he couldn't get it to go. That's a big shot for Red Wing. Jones top of the key, left side to Wall. 3 minutes to go off the Hanson Tire Service scoreboard. Right wing to Collins Jr. Left side to Jones. Jones on the wing, drives in, kicks in the corner to Kahn. Kahn now in the paint, right corner to his brother. Carter Kahn for three, and he hits it. Kahn to Kahn. Carter Kahn's got 10 points, a huge three for Albert Lee. And the lead is eight, 56-48. Thought for a second Albert Lee was trying to take the arrow to the ball, but Kahn hits a big three. Now driving in, a foul's going to be called on Wall. As he swipes Boating. Heading to the bucket, and Boating will shoot a couple. 5:03 to go in the girls' game back in Albert Lee. Tiger girls down by 18, 54-36 to Red Wing. Score updates brought to you by High Yield of Alden. For fertilizer, chemical, or propane delivery, you'll find the best service from High Yield of Alden, 874-3750. First free throw, no good. Also brought to you by Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. Second free throw is missed. Rebound by Kaler put up. It just rolls off, but he was fouled. And Christian Kaler getting the rebound. He'll shoot a couple. Again, Red Wing, they're not going away. Foul's going to be called on Wall. That'll be his third. And a couple of free throws for Christian Kaler, who's 3 of 3 from the charity stripe. 11 points, all coming in the first half, and that one's short. Red Wing had a good look at a three, couldn't hit it. Boating just missed two free throws. Keeler trying to get one of two from the line, and he misses that one as well. Rebound by Kahn. So four straight misses at the charity stripe for Red Wing, and the lead stays at eight. 56-48. Kahn drives in, and an offensive foul is going to be called on Tanner Kahn. Kahn ran into Keeler. And I got Tanner down for four. See what the scoreboard says. An offensive foul called on Kahn. So it stays an eight-point game. Strom's going to check in. Kahn will sit down with four. Collins got four. Wall's got three. Teeter's got three. Tanner Kahn sits down with four. 2:20 to go. Tigers trying to get on the bus and head out of town with a win. They're up by eight, 56-48. Top of the key, Kaler. Left side over to Boating. Boating drives in. He's fouled, and a couple of free throws coming up for Eli Boating, who was just at the line and just missed two. Produce State Bank Athletes of the Week, again brought to you by Produce State Bank, Elbert Lee, Hollandale, and Glenville. ProduceStateBank.com is that website. So Boating is going to shoot a couple. 56-48, Tigers. And he missed another one. So five straight free throw misses for Red Wing. And that's big. It could be a three-point game, possibly going on two. Said it's still an eight-point lead for Elbert Lee. Second free throw, missed that one too. Rebound by Wall. Six straight misses from the charity stripe for Red Wing. 56-48, and now a steal in the front court. Here comes the wingers, two on one. Hartman puts it up, shot no good. Good defense by Wall, not the foul. Strom comes up with it, back to Wall. I think Red Wing's looking to foul, or a timeout's going to be called by Harrison Cates. They were swiping hard with a minute 50 to go, trying to foul somebody, and Coach Cates says, I want a timeout. It's going to get the timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. From the Americana Insurance Press Box here at half court in Red Wing, Elbert Lee is up by eight. Tigers 56, Red Wing 48. We're back in a moment. Tiger boys basketball on Kate.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. At this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Sephoric Insurance Agency, stop in and see us next to the channel between Bridge and Main, or online at sephoric.com.
Plenty of prep sports coming your way next week on Kate Radio. New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva girls basketball at Tri-City United on Monday. Alden Conger boys basketball, they're going to be at Mankato Loyola on Tuesday. And then coming up on Thursday, we're going to be in Northfield for Elbert Lee girls hockey, a big matchup in the Big Nine Conference. If you cannot make those road trips, we make them for you. All the action right here on Kate Radio, your sports leader in Freeborn County. High school sports, Timberwolves, Wild, Gophers, and also the Minnesota Twins. So a minute 50 to go. Full court pressure by Red Wing. Tigers up by eight. Jones top of the key, left side to Collins. Red Wing not looking to follow us up yet, and now they do. Seeley bumping Wall, and Wall's going to shoot two. Wall with just 4 points tonight. First trip to the free throw line. Elbert Lee with one conference win. They beat Mankato West. I take that back, two conference wins. They also beat Faribault. Free throw is no good by Wall. It's still a one-on-one. So Red Wing got the miss. Wingers with the basketball down by eight. They got to go quick. Seeley on the right wing. Seeley looking for a screen. Seeley at the top of the key. Now the free throw line, drives in, layup off the glass, is going to roll off. Rebound, hit a couple of wingers, went out of bounds. Last touch by Red Wing. Red Wing has had chances to cut into this Tiger lead. They've missed free throws. They're able to hit that layup, and it still stays an eight-point game. Wallace double team, cross-court pass to Kahn. Tigers are in the double bonus as well. Kahn to Jones, right elbow, and then he gets it to Wall, and Wall with the layup, and he's fouled. I thought Jones would get fouled, but he got the pass to Wall, cutting left side, and Paul Wall with the layup. He's got half a dozen. Free throw coming. It's a 10-point game, and that might seal the deal in Red Wing tonight. Jones will sit down. Judd Mulder will check in. Foul is going to be called on Boating. Eli Boating, that's his fifth. So Boating will finish with 7 points as Boating has fouled out. 58-48 Tigers. About an hour 45 from Albert Lee to Red Wing. Tigers are going to enjoy that Friday night bus trip home with a victory. So Wall with 6 points, trying to complete the three-point play. Wall's free throw is no good. 10-point game, a minute 14 to go. Red Wing will bring it across the timeline. Right side with the basketball, that's Seeley. Seeley, cross court in the corner, now to Kaler for three, left wing. That shot is short, rebound pulled down by Mulder. Red Wing was hitting threes in the first half, not able to here in the second half. 57 seconds to go. Collins double team, lost it. It goes in the backcourt. Red Wing gets it, and that's a travel. Juju Kaler tried to stop and do a bounce pass, and he shuffled his pivot foot. As Mulder will sit down, Jones will check back in. Kind of an offense for defensive substitution. With 51.6 seconds to go. Five-game losing streak on the brink of coming to an end for Albert Lee. Mulder in the backcourt to Collins, back to Wall. Back to Collins, ahead to Kahn. And now Kahn threw it away. It's picked up at half court by Christian Kaler. An easy layup for him. He's got 13 points, 8-point game, 58-50. Now Collins turns it over, scramble for it, and we're going to have a jump ball. Who's got the arrow? Arrow belongs to Albert Lee. So Tigers a little sloppy here at the end. So Albert Lee possession, 58-50, 29 and a half seconds to go. Tigers up by nine. Now if the arrow goes to Red Wing, that's a big possession arrow. Jones has in the backcourt, long pass ahead to Carter Kahn, now to Collins. Collins is double teamed. And Teddy Collins with a big game tonight, 24 points. He's going to shoot a couple of free throws. Check my phone, it's a final at the high school tonight. Red Wing and girls basketball beats Albert Lee 60-44. Tiger girls, I think, dropped to now 1-9 on the season. 60-44, Red Wing with the victory. Score is brought to you by the Troy Thompson Agency, offering insurance products for individuals, families, and businesses throughout Minnesota. Call the Troy Thompson Agency at 373-2852. So Collins will shoot a couple at 23 and a half seconds to go. First free throw is no good. Jones will sit down. Mulder will check in. Second free throw for Collins. And this one is also no good. In and out. Red Wing gets the rebound. Both teams struggling at the charity stripe in the second half. Going right to the bucket. A foul's called on Wall. Basket is no good by Seeley. But Seeley will shoot a couple with 17.3 seconds to go. So Seeley will shoot a couple. Red Wings going to drop to 1-10 on the season. They'll drop their 10th game in a row. First free throw is no good by Seeley. Jones will check in. Kahn will sit down. Yeah, free throw shooting not on display here in the second half. 17.3 seconds to go. Tigers up by 8, 58-50. Hit that one. Goes 1-2. And now a timeout going to be called by Harrison Cates. They got into Collins. And a timeout is called before he's fouled with 15.8 seconds to go. It's a three-possession game, 58-51. Albert Lee up by 7. Again, Red Wings going to drop to 1-10 unless something miraculous happens here in the final seconds. Albert Lee will pick up their third conference win of the season. They will improve to 3-6 in the conference and improve to 4-9 on the season. Tigers will be back in action coming up on Monday. They're going to host, take that back, they're going to be at Austin on Monday, hosting Mayo on Tuesday, at Owatonna on Friday. That's their schedule for next week. At Austin Monday, hosting Mayo on Tuesday, at Owatonna on Friday. So Albert Lee just 15.8 seconds away from their fourth win of the season. Harrison Cates in his second year, a team that had just two wins last year. Both to double up their win total from last season. Timeouts again brought to you by Jamie Kylo, attorney at law. If you're in need of legal counsel, contact Jamie Kylo at 202 West Clark Street in Albert Lea or by calling 373-4680. That's 373-4680. I'm assuming that Red Wing will try to play this game out. Oliver Simmons, I assume his team will foul right away. With 15.8 seconds to go, both teams well into the double bonus. Possession arrow belongs to Red Wing. And Wall will inbounds in the backcourt with 15.8 seconds to play. Full court pressure by Red Wing. Wall looking to get it in. Still looking, gets into Collins, and Collins is going to not be fouled over to Jones. Jones across the timeline. They'll hack Spencer with 12.6 seconds to play. And Jones will shoot a couple. Again, a quick post-game show here on Kate Radio. We'll recap what, again, looks like a Tiger win. I don't think I ever jinxed it. Tigers have looked good here in the second half. So Jones will shoot two. Jones with 6 points. 2 of 3 from the charity stripe. 58-51. Tigers by 7. Free throw is good. .59-51. 12.6 seconds to go. And 5-game losing streak is going to come to an end. Jones misses that one. Rebound by Red Wing with 10 seconds. 59-51. Harrison Cates saying don't foul. 6 seconds to go. 4 seconds to go. 3 seconds. A three-pointer corner. No good. Kong gets the rebound. And this one is over from the Cajun Red Wing. Albert Lea snaps a 5-game losing streak. They come to Red Wing tonight and they beat the Wingers, sending Red Wing to their 10th straight loss. Albert Lea, 59. Red Wing, 51. We'll take a quick timeout. You are listening to Tiger Basketball on your home for Tiger Sports, AM 1450, KATE.